Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Burmese military continues its violent suppression of those peacefully protesting the February 1st overthrow of Burma's civilian-led government under Aung San Suu Kyi. President Joe Biden condemned the absolutely outrageous crackdown by Burma's junta on March 27th that left more than 100 people, including more than a dozen children, dead in the bloodiest day since the coup began. Burmese soldiers and police have killed more than 450 people in an effort to suppress mass protests demanding a restoration of democracy, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners Monitoring Group. In response to the latest bloodshed, Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted, "We are horrified by the bloodshed perpetrated by Burmese security forces, showing that the junta will sacrifice the lives of the people to serve the few. I send my deepest condolences to the victims' families. The courageous people of Burma reject the military's reign of terror." The United States Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, joined fellow chiefs of defense around the world in condemning the use of lethal force against the people of Burma. "As chiefs of defense, we condemn the use of lethal force against unarmed people by the Myanmar Armed Forces and Associated Security Services," the statement said. "A professional military follows international standards for conduct and is responsible for protecting, not harming, the people it serves. We urge the Burma Armed Forces to cease violence and work to restore respect and credibility with the people of Burma that it has lost through its actions." United Nations envoys Alice Wairimu Ndiritu and Michelle Bachelet issued a joint statement regarding the recent massacre. "The shameful, cowardly, brutal actions of the military and police, who have been filmed shooting at protesters as they flee and who have not even spared young children, must be halted immediately. The United States condemns in the strongest terms possible the Burmese security forces' deadly actions. The regime must stop governing through terror."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.